You find me literally on the street, not loitering, but I have volunteered on a number of things with the NHS with a bunch of veterans through Team Rubicon. And I thought I'd be responsible for the entire sort of emergency network in the southwest. But in fact, I'm directing traffic, the Devizes Recycling Centre.
Right, OK, so we'll see how this one goes then. I promise not to distract you too much. So for those that aren't aware, Mark, how can the BFF help?
We're for the frontline servicemen and women, actually those serving and their families. And we are essentially a morale-boosting organisation. And we provide entertainment and other welfare morale projects all over the world, but principally our priority is those on the front line at the moment. COVID is the front line, but we go to Afghanistan, Iraq and Somalia and places like that. We're better off known as taking Catherine Jenkins, Katie Mellier and Ed Sheeran to Afghanistan. So that's really our shtick. And then I produce the shows themselves wherever they are in the world, which is, you know, the staging, the lighting. And sometimes I do everything, you know, tour manager, stage, light and everything else. But I will put the shows together, look after the artists.
Wow. So how has the coronavirus pandemic affected the day-to-day work of the charity as a whole? What's changed for you?
Totally frustrated us delivering our output to the amazing people of the armed forces. And we can't fundraise. And most of our fundraising is by organising events. So, I mean, they can't take place either. So it is frustrating. But absolute essence of the British Forces Foundation is that we articulate the support of the public for the amazing work and sacrifice of the men and women of our armed forces. And so we are getting that message out in a number of ways to those who are probably very much forgotten on tours overseas, but also those obviously helping out with this wretched pandemic.
And on top of that as well, this year's your 21st anniversary, isn't it? So I guess before this whole situation started, there were already plans in the pipeline?
Oh, yeah, indeed. And it was going to be a hell of a celebration, really. I mean, we were very pleased to be here for 21 years. We were going to have all sorts of events, hopefully including our patron, who's Prince of Wales. It's just been fantastic for us. And all the celebs from Ed Sheeran, the John Bishops, you know, Jimmy Carter, all the people who've done things for us over the years, we're going to get them together for a bit of a party. But it was going to be fun.
Given the current situation, I guess things can be done virtually these days. So what are you doing to celebrate your anniversary now?
We've got a virtual auction, which has got some fun items. Catherine Jenkins, for example, has offered a personal concert to people in by FaceTime or something like that. And we've got some other exciting items. And through that auction, people can also help sort of show their support for the armed forces. And we've got some other things. We're working on a project which I can't really talk too much about, which I think is going to be a game changer for those deployed. So we're busy, but we miss the personal contact and we miss that impact we have by standing in front of the armed forces and telling them how great they are and at the same time giving them a damn good time.